Many of you know that yesterday, several of us went out to Southeast Raleigh to take about 70 baskets of hope and to share them with people. We had a good time, and I've invited Otis just to share just a brief moment about what happened, and I would like for you also to pay attention to the slides that will be up here. There were a few pictures from our time together yesterday. But I want to thank Otis and Juanella and Tanya for their relationships they have developed in Southeast Raleigh. We were able to meet people otherwise we wouldn't have met. We were able to go into some homes that otherwise I don't think we would endeavor to do. But I was particularly blessed because Otis had some people for me to meet, and I'm glad that I met those persons. But we thank Otis and Juanella and Tanya for all that they do in Southeast Raleigh. This is the third year that we've done Baskets of Hope now. And perhaps next year you can go with us if you did not go this year. We had 18 people, I believe, who went with us this year. We're especially grateful for Karen Chavot. She drove a van. She pitched in and stepped up to the plate. All of you who did go yesterday, if y'all would just please stand up right now. I know that not everybody is in the service who went, but those who did go, if y'all stand up, give them a little hand clap. And one other little word, and then I'll have Otis to come forth. There was a particular person who began to have a ministry in Southeast Raleigh, and his impact is still felt, Lee Verison. And it was so good to go and to see that what he helped to begin is continuing and prospering. Many people asked about his family, and Becky and Paul were there. They got to meet them. So let's give Otis a warm welcome, and Otis, come forth and share just a little bit.
Thank you very much. I'm truly honored. I was just sitting there. It's amazing that a king would die for his people. Usually the people die for the king, and that's really amazing. So it's an honor for me to be able to go out and work in the community. The most astonishing thing was the fact that there were so many people that came out that want to be part of it, so many young people just wanted to be a part of this great missionary journey. And we went into, the first community was in the Hispanic community that we went into, most of the people there. And we had about 40, I believe it was 40 Hispanic kids, you know, that we kind of fellowshiped with. And they just didn't get the baskets. They stayed and they took pictures with us. They communicated with us. And so they kind of fellowshiped, and that was a blessing for us. And we moved on to the next community. And from that community, we met more people. But the last community, I think, was the most exciting one. That was a lady that in this complex is elderly people. And my wife, she fixed meals for most of these people in that complex. Every day she gives me two meals or something. Take it to these people, take it to this person. So this particular lady, I wanted my, you know, Reverend Green to be able to meet this lady. She never comes out of her home. She's disabled, and she's kind of heavyset. And these are pictures here of the next to the last place we went. This is a community of people in the projects of Raleigh on Swain Street. This is the first time that anybody has ever went in that community. We've been there for four or five times, but this is the first time anybody ever went in that community and fellowship with these people. But this is the lady here that Reverend Green came into her home, and it's not the kind of home that you would walk into every day. But he walked in this home, and he hugged this woman, and he said a rare prayer with this lady, and he blessed this lady. And about 2 hours later, I went back to this lady's home, and this lady here was so excited that a pastor, she said that she's never had a pastor come to her home. Never had a pastor come to her home. And so it was an honor for me to have my pastor come to your home. That's what I told her. I said, a shepherd always out in front of the people. So he's present. And so I thank God for that. And this lady here, he has made just by being her home, has made a tremendous impact on this lady's life, and she's excited. Everybody in the community talks about it. But Baskets of Hope was an exciting time yesterday. That was an exciting time to go someplace that you normally don't go and be a blessing to so many people and so many children. This is the place here where that the most elderly people are involved in. This is one of the homes. And we was excited. So I thank God for all the young people that came out yesterday. I thank them for the volunteers, the clothes, and the baskets that were passed out. And that has made a big difference in our community. You see young people here communicating and giving out a basket, you know, to people. And they were so fortunate and so very blessed. And again, thank you as a congregation. I thank this church. Also, UNC Chapel Hill was present. They're doing a video. They're doing some work. And they just wanted to come out and take pictures of it. So they're developing a website for that as well. So the church is on the move. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for our pastor. Amen. Thank you.